Dumbeg River is quite a long river, and so it is quite a force of nature. But it does require widening, particularly at the Shrawbridge, Mount Rivers Bridge area. There is an extensive amount of farmers in the area with land adjacent to the river, and have experienced consistent flooding over the last number of years. And as road users as well, I mean, that's the main the thoroughfare from the eastern side of Dumbeg down to through Shra down to Kilrush. And road users have often been turned back because of flooding on the road. But more seriously, land owners and farmers have had their land unusable and inaccessible, and also they you know, it's detrimental to their livelihoods when they have land underwater for that amount of time. And it has been very consistently flooded over the last number of years, but in more recent months, with the amount of rainfall we've had, the situation has worsened. And I suppose I'm calling on government to recognise that we have had huge amount of rainfall, and that local authorities do require additional work to be carried out on things like roads, but also on our rivers and drains, to ensure that they're kept clear so that land isn't flooded into the future, and that cattle can get back out on the fields, and that there is fields there for them to come back out on if it's not flood relief is not included as part of the works.
We've also seen as well quite recently that there's been serious difficulties, and it's been raised in the Dáil, for people that are living in areas of consistent flooding, for them to actually continue to get home insurance. But the response that you've got from the senior engineer Alan Keneally today, he believes that the possibility for a large scale in-stream works like dredging or widening the river are remote. So, I mean, what's your reaction to that? I mean, it looks like the possibility of these works happening are fairly slim, and I mean, slim to none.
They are in the current funding streams that are available. That's why, you know, in terms of the allocations that come down from central government for particular works that the council can carry out. So unless we identify a stream of funding that is coming specifically from government in recognition of the amount of rainfall that the countryside has seen over the last 9 months, that they will, you know, listen and hear what is happening around the country, and provide an additional source of funding for these special situations. You'd be hoping that this year would be a one-off, but there is a need for an emergency fund. We saw it when there was storms back in 2014 and 2015, and Clare did benefit from special emergency funding for storm damage that came from central government. So I'm looking for government to provide emergency rainfall funding for over the last 9 months, because of what particularly the farming community has experienced.
Just finally there, Rita, we see here that, look, previously there was works carried out to raise the road near Shra, and Clare County Council says this prevented two houses from being cut off by flood waters, which, look, of course, is very positive. But I believe you mentioned in the chamber that there's roughly 30 properties located within this area of consistent flooding.
There's a lot of properties along that area. It's more that there's an extensive stretch of farmlands in that area. But as I said, Dumbeg is a very long river, so it has flooded in various parts. So it would be very, very concerning. Yes, the works that were carried out, particularly those two houses, were completely cut off and couldn't access school or work. And that issue was sorted out by the council where the road was raised. But further work is required on the river.